The Air Adventures of Biggles. At last, Biggles sees a way to fulfill his mission and capture Setazulu. Lieutenant Haynes and a party of African soldiers have come to Latonga to investigate Simmons' murder. This was apparently committed by a white trader, Brunhard, but Biggles suspects a connection with his own quarry, the Black Elephant, so the two parties decide to work together. With Ginger and Bertie, Biggles flies Haynes to Brunhard's camp. The young officer steps smartly up to the massive trader and instructs him to prepare for arrest. Brunhard's answer is to leap at Haynes, hands clutching for his throat. Immediately, his native porters advance on the group.
Watch them! Watch those natives!
We'll fix them. You help Haynes.
Look out, Bertie! One of those blokes has a rifle!
Has he, by Jove?
Yes, he had, you mean. Pump some lead at the other blighters, Ginge.
What, shoot them down? They're only carrying spears.
Spears can hurt, old trout. But don't shoot to kill, give them a fright. They're balking as it is.
Righto, let's belt into them.
Wing one, blighter. Spear him, too, I should think.
They're off, Bertie. They're bolting.
Keep at them. Send them right off. We've plenty of slugs.
I don't think they'll come back.
No. Anyone think there was gold in that valley jungle the way they tootled across to it? Now, let's give a hand of sizzling sausages.
Here, help us. We can't hold this devil.
Blighter must be as strong as a belly ape. Come on, Jim. Into the jolly old frame.
They've got him down, but...
We can't hold him down. For Pete's sake, do something.
Keep him steady there. I can get in a shot.
No, don't kill him.
Haynes wants him alive, old trout. I've got it. Trust the lissy brain.
Where are you going?
To grab some rope. Cut that tent guy beside you.
Rope? What's the idea?
Don't verbal, old bean. Just do it. Right, this'll do. Now, Gingy's leg. Now, fasten onto it. Keep the belly thing steady while I slip a loop over it. Watch out.
There. Quickly, Bertie. He'll throw me off in a minute.
I won't be a sec. Now, that'll do. Now, hold him. I'm going to tie this to the tent peg.
Oh, I get it. Going to tie him down.
Yeah, that's the scheme. Now, he's out of the leg. Now, watch for a chance, Ginger. We'll rope that one, too.
Right.
What do you think you do, huh? You tie me like an animal.
I can't think of anything more suitable. That was good work, fellows. He's a hefty customer, this bloke.
Hefty? He's like an ox. He'd have choked the life out of him if you hadn't joined in, Inspector.
He'd have thrown off the two of us if Ginger and Bertie hadn't come good with their ropes.
Phew!
That was some fight.
Oh, you don't keep me like this. No one keeps Carl but our prisoner.
You'll stay a prisoner now, Bronner. Maybe for the rest of your life.
What do you mean? I didn't do anything.
No. I can call to mind about a dozen charges of smuggling, theft, and poaching we could pin on you. But we'll worry about the murder rap.
Murder? I didn't do no murder.
What about Simmons? Who killed him?
I do not know Simmons. I never hear of him.
Skip it, Bronner. If you've got your breath back, Inspector, I suggest we search the tent.
Of course. You blokes keep your eye on Bronner. Don't take risks with him. If he makes trouble... Shoot.
No, nothing will give us more delight, old sausage. We'll watch the bally reptile.
What's this over here? Bronner's wearing a wristwatch, isn't he?
He was. Came off during the scrap.
This one must belong to Simmons. There's a pile of personal odds and ends here. Petrol lighter, cigarettes, pocket knife, money.
Have a look at that wallet.
This settles it. There are some papers there that identify Simmons.
And identify Bronner as his murderer. That's your evidence when you get him to court.
Yes, I'm satisfied. Let's get out of this tent. The place smells of Bronner.
Not for a moment. I want to see if there's anything else. Ah.
What is it?
A cash box. An ordinary metal cash box, but it might contain the evidence I want. Bertie!
Receiving, Albine. Over.
Look through Bronner's pockets and see if you can find any keys.
Roger, we'll go out.
What do you expect to find?
No, you do not have the keys.
We better go and help.
Don't worry, he's tied securely. The boys can handle him.
Keys coming up, old trout. I must say, friend Bronow seemed quite attached to the bally things.
I think I can guess why. He doesn't want us to see what's in the box.
Baked potatoes.
A wad of notes.
There must be £1,000 there.
At least. We'll see if Bronow will tell us what it was for. Bronow, why were you carrying such a large sum of money?
Because I want to buy some cigarettes. What do you think?
I think it was because you wanted to buy some cattle. Stolen cattle from the Black Elephant.
The Black Elephant? I don't know any Black Elephant.
The look on your face gave me the answer I wanted. We both have our evidence now, Mr. Haines.
I don't quite understand, Inspector. What is that money?
By George, I get it. Bronow's been waiting here to trade with Zeta Zulu.
This is their rendezvous. Sooner or later, Zeta Zulu and his gang will bring their cattle through the tunnel in the bamboo. They'll hide them in that big patch of elephant grass while Zeta Zulu comes over to do business with Bronow.
But it won't be Bronow he finds here, what?
I haven't decided how we're going to handle it yet, but I'll leave you and Ginge here to watch, Bertie. Mishu will be along soon in the trucks with the Askaris. He can stay with you.
Roger, O'Bean.
What do you want us to do, Biggles?
Stay on here until the Black Elephant arrives. I suggest you find a spot away from the camp where you can watch both this area and the bamboo. As soon as you see anything definite, you can start walking back towards Latonga. Wait for me at the first clearing where I can land a plane.
You're going to scoot back to Latonga, are you?
As soon as the trucks arrive, yes. Algy and Pat are still hovering up topside somewhere in the mossy. I'll collect them, and then, with Mr. Haines, we can work out our plan of campaign.
You can fly back as soon as you like, Inspector. I'll go in the trucks with Bronow. He's a dangerous customer. I'd like to keep my eye on him until he's locked up.
Righto, then. When Mr. Haines goes, you'll be in charge here, Bertie. Don't get into any trouble, but keep your eyes skinned for the Black Elephant and his cattle. I'll be over tomorrow morning to find out what's going on.
I should think this canal should do us, wouldn't you? We should have quite a nifty little view from up here, what?
You know, we're not very far from the river. I should say the cattle will pass right at the foot of this hill. What do you think, Mishu?
Bwana right. Cattle come before, go between hill and river.
Oh, I say, then we're too close for comfort. I suggest we find somewhere else, Bertie.
Oh, I say, by Jove, oh, I wouldn't dream of it, old bean. I mean to say, dash it all. We're here to squiz at the line from the bamboo through to Bronow's camp, aren't we?
Yes, but...
Well, then, in that case, I mean to say, this is the only possible squizzery, isn't it? If we moved further away from the river, well, I mean, dash it all, we wouldn't see a bally thing.
Well, you know, we won't see much in the night, anyway.
Oh, well, no, boy, I know that, but I mean to say, if a herd of cattle comes past, we'll see them, what?
Well, if that happens, the Black Elephant's blokes will just as easily see us, won't they?
Oh, no, by Jove, oh, boy, no bally fear. You see, we'll be lying low in this high grass. They won't spot a sausage. Now, you just calm the Hibblethwaite nerves and make yourself comfortable. We're liable to be here for bally days before anything cracks.
Oh, dear. Well, I suppose you're right. Are you sure cattle have come through this way before, Mishu?
Yes, Bwana. Mishu sure. At foot of hill, I see tracks. They come not today, but many moons past.
Oh, well, Oh, I suppose that'll be the last issue that Zeta Zulu handed over to Bronow. It's really quite a tidy little setup when you come to think of it, what?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean to say, this Black Elephant sausage raids the villages well to the south of here, sloshes the cattle he pinches over to the tunnel in the bamboo, trundles them up north to Bronow here, where the bamboo finishes, and then scuttles away with no cumbersome big mob of cattle to draw attention to himself, but with a nice juicy wad of notes instead. Taken all in all, a very tidy scheme, we Ulysses consider.
And we Hepplethwaites are inclined to agree with you.
Oh, good egg.
And then Bronow drives the cattle up to his base camp near the border, I suppose, and then falls back into Ethiopia. And no one's any the wiser.
That's right, old boy, that's how it's been in the past. But this time we're the wiser. Much belly wiser, what?
Yes, I think we've got them. Good grief!
Calm down, old bean. It's only a lion.
Only a lion? Don't you know that lions get hungry sometimes? Oh,
I say, something cautious. That was closer.
And there were two of them.
It is dark. Lions come to river to drink.
To the river? Is that river just down there?
Yes, Buena. Every night, lions do this.
Holy mackerel! I can see them. There's a herd of them. And they're coming towards this hill!
Silhouetted against the skyline, the waiting men see a dozen or more lions trotting towards them. As yet, the animals haven't sensed their presence. But what will happen when they do? Don't miss the excitement in the next thrilling chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.